Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Questions without notice. For Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected.
All right, you got one for us. Let us know. For Signet, for Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected. Why is Andrew Gaff still playing at the level?
Oof. You picked him as one that was going to jump up, an old player that was going to his thing.
I had a discussion with one of the West Coast assistant coaches at the Port Adelaide reunion, and he said he's going really well, but he's not. He's washed up, and he's had more free games given to him in the last 2 years than any other player, perhaps in history. So him and Darling, are they that hard up that they can't find a younger player to take their spot? They should not be playing at the level.
It is one of the – like, that is – one of the mysteries of the world. How does Andrew Gaff, who's knocked up getting 30 touches, it would have been harder for him not to get 30 than to get 30 through the middle five or six years of his career.
On a hot day where the game is more suited to him than ever.
Well, why wouldn't you just play him off half back if he's a good left footer, left foot user?
Bucks, just don't play.
I get it.
Like, there needs to be some selection integrity, regardless of where you're at as a footy club.
They've right
had a
now,
full off season to replenish the list and find some players to take this. I know he's get paid a lot of money, but let's not pick players who don't deserve to be picked.
You should have Guido Hatzis me then. Do not talk over me. he should be dropped. He should be because
he's dropped.
He's giving very little, and there's got to be, if you're not going to give and perform as a senior player, let alone, you've got to do your job first and then help other young kids do theirs. But you're right, but they don't have a lot, so they need all of these players stepping up. The fact that he can have a round one performance like that is, he must be shot, like confident shot.
No, he's washed up. I looked at Barras, 4 touches. Gaff, 4 touches, subbed out. Darling, 4 touches. Petricelli is an experienced player, 8 touches. Oscar Allen was awful, 9, and didn't hit the scoreboard. Like, so these, Waterman, nothing. These are the players that are vital for West Coast because of the inexperience and the youth around them. Your senior players have to play well. And once again, they were poor. The team laid 35 tackles. Port Adelaide had 40 scoring shots from 57 entries, and it was the same old. And, yep, the scoreboard flattered them because Port Adelaide kicked 16-24.
They scored from 70% of their entries, Port. I wouldn't be using tackles as a stat too much.
No,
GWS had 5 in the first quarter against Collingwood. They kicked 5 goals.
Yeah,
they had 4 in the first quarter. Tackles are down. Last year, tackles were at 60 average. This year, they're at 50. So watch this space with how important tackles become.
I understand that, but Port Adelaide still laid 9 more tackles than West Coast, and they had nearly 80 more disposals.
1,000 more disposals. Yeah. Daniel Houston, did you rate his first game?
Gee whiz. Now, you've been big on Dan Houston for a long time. I sit alongside of you in the All-Australian meeting, and I know how highly you rate him, but let's start putting Dan Houston in. I mean, you're elite if you're all Australian, but let's start really putting him to the peak of where the talent levels lie in the competition. He was enormous again, not his biggest numbers in terms of disposals, but maximum impact, 10 score involvements, plays anywhere. I thought he was huge. You got a question without notice?
Yeah. Where do you rate Jesse Hogan in key forwards right now?
Without just plucking my list off the top of my head, he'd be in the top 5 key forwards in the league right now, wouldn't he?
He has to be. He's been in the best players the first 2 rounds. Now, obviously, a key forward relies on his supply, but His movement's been great. His sticky hands late last year. He's finishing a lot better. He's up and about. He looks as fit and as organised as he's been. Like, what a stayer he has been throughout his career, and he's in the best form that he's ever been.
I haven't touched much on the Adelaide Football Club. Before I ask you a question without notice, let's have a listen to their coach, Matthew Nicks. Clearly, he was disappointed.
Yep. I mean, we always believe. So we had our chances, but the first half we didn't look like scoring, which was disappointing.
8-2 on the road. Sorry, 2-8 on the road last year. They lost 5 games by under 10 points, and they missed the finals by the snick of a goalpost.
I think that this is, if I was Matty Nicks and a leader at the Adelaide Football Club, even on field, I would be filthy. I would be absolutely filthy.
Why?
With ourselves. Because they came home late. You know, they opened the game up late. Yeah, they got a handle on the conditions late, potentially. We've got to give the Suns credit, because the defensive, the contest and defense were really strong, and the conditions were challenging. But the reason I'm filthy is because it's the same all over again. Close losses, almost, you know, things going against us. I think this could be the making of Adelaide. Because I'm big on them. I really like what they do. I like what they bring. I think their top end is excellent. I just reckon if they're going to be anything as a team and as a club, that review, the review on this game will be ruthless, should be ruthless on the things that they can control that they didn't control, because we've lost another close game, another brave effort. But that's going to get you absolutely nowhere as a team, as a club. And so it could be the very best thing that could ever happen to them, or it could just be a continuation of the same. It's their choice to where they go from
here. And I touched on their leadership group. You mentioned leaders there. The 15 people in the leadership group, here's the performance of some of them. Fogarty was awful,
quiet,
the worst game
hard
he's played in a long, tough conditions.
Yes.
Keys plays his role, but 9 touches, kicked a couple of important goals, but not a whole lot. Lockie Murphy, didn't see Lockie out there, didn't really see Wayne Miller. I had a bit of the footy. O'Brien was beaten by Witt. So if you're going to have 1 million people in the leadership group and you're a leader, play well. For goodness sake, your job is to play well, and their leaders, to your point,
yes,
let them down.
Can't argue. That's a full toss on leg stump.
And just the other one on Adelaide, you wanted the prime time exposure because you complained about missing the finals for an umpiring decision, and rightly so. So you're going to get a stack of Thursdays, and you are on the prime time stage on Friday night against a good opposition in Geelong. You want to play well when all eyes are on you.
Sharman boots it out. It'll come back. Dangerfield to finish it off in front of a capacity crowd at GMHBA Stadium. Floats it up. Floating. Oh, captain, my captain! He silenced the Saints and won it for the Cats. Patrick Dangerfield, you star.
Oh, very nicely done by AFL Nation's John Donohoe. Captured the moment beautifully with Patrick Dangerfield going, okay, I'm going to take this moment on myself and win this game off my own boot. When he had some other options, questions without notice, if you were coaching that situation, did he do the right thing to have a shot with 40 seconds left, knowing that if he misses, you give the Saints one more opportunity?
No, absolutely.
The right thing?
You've got to take the game where it's there to be taken. And especially when you've got that distance in you. And it only just faded in, didn't it? But I think if you're going to be a winner in anything, you've got to be prepared to take that risk. If you're... I do remember... similar circumstance. There was 0-2 qualifying final against Brisbane, and we were 7 or 8 points up against Brisbane late in the game. Alan Didak had the ball from an out of bounds in the full 40 metres out from goal.
I remember that now.
I went across to him. I said, "Mate, take all the time you can, and then just put it at the top of the goal screen." He goes, "Nah." And I've gone, okay. I said, go kick it then. Yeah. And he did.
And then he turned to the crowd, didn't he? And he did this little shimmy after. Yeah.
Yeah. And with the
one of my absolute favourites, Alan Dyer.
Oh, he's
one
a ripper.
He's so good.
It was like trying to ask a cat to be a dog. Yeah. Like, Dids was always going to take that moment. And he believed in himself. I mean, I knew that he could kick the goal as well, but I thought, let's try and soak it up.
Mm.
But. And winners and guys that'll take the risk will always take the risk, and so they should.
You were going to ask me, but I'm going to steal it.
Yeah.
Of the players who played their first game, first-year players, debutants, who's going to have the biggest career?
Yeah, I really like the look of Dersma for North. He's a lanky young fella.
You said during the call he reminds you of Fife.
Did you see
that?
Yeah,
he floated across the front of the pack and plucked that ball out of the air.
There's not many. There's a lot of us, but what Nat Fife turned into was so different to what he first came into the competition at. So I'm not talking about what Nat Fife is now. What he was when he first started was like a Matty Lappin type, and Matty Lappin's probably the other guy that does this, like a 6'2", lanky, who plays well on the ground, but the difference that float across the front of packs, reading the ball so well, but then being at the highest point before anyone else. Mm. He's already shown elements of that through practice matches and on the weekend. He finishes really well. He missed a shot that he would be kicking himself about, but he finishes really well. I know that this would be happening, but you hope that his coaches are encouraging him to keep going for his aerial, because if you have that in your game as a midfielder, if he turns into an inside midfielder for his a winger needs aerial massively, and he's already got that. But there's something about him.
I was actually jealous of that opinion. I was like, Buck said Nat Fife. I was like, that's it. That's exactly what he did. Well, you can just Google Nat Fife and you can see what he looked like when he first came in. But
what number did he? Okay, it wasn't seven.
I can't remember what number he wore. I'm hopeless with numbers. But the model of his career, I don't think it's let's go midfield, and that can happen, and that may happen in time. But the model of his career should be let's be Toby Green for Dersma.
You reckon?
Let's be not in terms of exactly the same type. He's a bit taller, and he's maybe got a bit more finesse than what Toby Green has got. But if you can be a 50 goal medium forward for the rest, you're in the Australian Football Hall of Fame forever.
So I'll temper that. Like a Mitch Georgiades, he's got aerial, but he hasn't got other parts of his game.
But you go
forward of the ball, it is the toughest position to play. So what Toby Green is doing is what makes him so elite, because not many players can survive just playing in the front six and it being expected to do that for 100% of your game time. I mean, the easiest position to play is off halfback. You can see guys off halfback, and Salem went back there on the weekend, and that's his best spot. You're going to get the ball 25, 30 times. You don't even need to work hard. As long as you're a good user, you'll be right. So what Colby McCurch is doing is great. He's a good young talent, and he uses the ball well. But Dersma through the midfield and across half forward is going to have more impactful touches. But he needs to be shared across the ground to let him develop.
Gunston's done it for a long time. Bruce has done it for a long time. Like, Fritch is doing it for a long time. Like, so I think you are a rare beast if you can do it. But if you can, you are that valuable to your team. And he will be that. So I don't disagree with what you said about Dersma.
Yours?
You do love him. Look, I think Harley Reid's going to be the best. That's the obvious one. But I really like the fact that they just gone, okay, halfback you mentioned, we could put you to halfback, and there's been talk of that. We're going to start you in the midfield.
Yep.
And he's just, to me, he's just made of the right stuff. There was one moment there where he ran through someone. It was Todd Marshall. And I thought, geez, there's a bit of aggression there. There's a nice level of arrogance, positive arrogance, I think, with him. And then Dixon came across and put him in the ground.
It's just competitiveness.
Yeah,
just...
but there's a bit of, he knows he's good. And I think that's healthy. And I think it's not over the top. You know, in time, when he's in a good football team, and I feel sorry for him, the team that he is in, I think he's going to be pretty special. This is our conversation starters for the Drain Man. Block drains, call the experts, the Drain Man. Drain relining is the long-term solution to rehabilitate your assets.
5-4-13 as a young player.
13!
Very quick. No, yeah, there's elements of that. The other one is, yeah, Heaney, who's a stronger version of that. There's, yeah, Will Day is another one who had that aerial is now going to go in the midfield. Jeez, we've got some exciting players that are going to have great careers and, you know, they'll have their hard days, but it's going to be great to watch
1-300-736-736. Which young player are you most excited about? Visit Mimosa Homes today.